Welcome to Wildly Worthy, where we get intentional about money and life. Hi, I'm your host, Nikki, self-love advocate, breathwork facilitator, and money mentor. Each week, I'll teach you something new to get you one step closer to living your vision board life. Learn how to make friends with your money and yourself while finding gratitude and abundance all around. It's time to start believing and owning that we are wildly worthy of our biggest dreams. I'm so happy you're here. Let's get started. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back. I am so excited to share with you today one of my new favorite people. Today we're talking with Stacy Millard, who I met in Cabo just a few months ago, but I feel like I have known her for a really long time, and when we met, we just clicked, and we both love talking about money. So we are going to be diving into her money story, how she got to sell her seven-figure business, become a business coach and a profit strategist now, and the money mindset and the nervous system work along the way. Enjoy.
Hey, Stacy, thank you so much for coming on today. So excited to have you on the podcast. Can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I have a background as a CPA. So when we want to talk money, that is about it. Mm-hmm. I knew very early on that's kind of the profession I wanted to go into. I've worked with businesses for about 15 years as a public practice accountant, working with small businesses, and eventually took the leap and sold my accounting firm that I had built from my basement and jumped into mentoring small businesses, really because I saw the opportunity to really help people get past that failure statistic and the lack of money management and how like really numbers can help bring so much perspective to business. And so that's what I do today.
I love that we're going to dig into money. Yeah. So fun to talk to someone else.
I know. And it's been a very full circle thing for me. Like I love talking about investing, like how you mm-hmm. look at investments from the outside in. I love talking about like our own relationship with money mm-hmm. and then how it like impacts, I mean, communities, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about your kind of growth with money and getting to the point of selling your business. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that came about, really?
Absolutely. I mean, there were so many layers to it, to be honest. I came from a small town in Prairie Provinces of Canada. And I don't know if you remember playing the game of life growing up, mm-hmm. but I always wanted to be the doctor because they made $100,000 a year. And I was like, that's the number. And so growing up, that was my number. I was like, I'm going to make that. And I understood when I went into accounting that it was like a really, like there was always a need for accountants. It was a good quality job. And so I became better at handling money than my parents. I eventually opened my own accounting firm and wanted to do more, but even that was scary. It like showed me a lot of places in my life that maybe I hadn't dealt with money. Like, okay, I was making more, but I hadn't really dealt with my own fears and really learn how to manage it. I had to get to a place where running my own business that I was like further ahead. I couldn't just live with like everything on fire all the time mm-hmm. and living to the last minute. So I did a lot of repairing my own relationship. It took me a number of years where it was like either feast or famine. And that roller coaster eventually just got so uncomfortable to me that I dealt with it. And then eventually got to a place where, I mean, I was making multiple six figures and just got okay with walking away from it because mm-hmm. the lifestyle was no longer worth it to me. And I saw money as like an energy exchange. And I was like, what I have to do for this money doesn't feel right. I also know that I have these skills and these abilities and I've like built up this trust in myself that I think I can make money in other ways and I will be okay. Like I've got a plan B and C and D and I became okay with selling my business. It provided me a runway when I sold mm-hmm. it to like build something new. But I think there's really like two ways you can look at things is like, number one is like, okay, I only have this much money and I have to make it last, which would have been like a very scarcity, fear-based mindset of like, I've sold the business, but this is it. I have to live off this. And what am I going to do? And start building a business from a like perspective of like, okay, I'm penny pinching. Or I can go in and be like, you know, money is abundant. It's everywhere. I know I have a skill that's worth paying for. And the energy that attracts, like just so is so different and really allows you to build something. So I would say so much faster and so differently.
I love that you saw money as an energy exchange and you're like, this is not an even exchange here, right? Like when you were working so, so much. And that's like something that is not talked about enough. Like, especially, well, you're in Canada. I was going to say, especially in America, but same different, right?
Yeah, we're pretty much an extension. I find that it's really interesting. I'm meeting more and more women who are leaving like high profile jobs and high paying jobs. Mm-hmm. Granted, I own my own business, so I guess that's a little bit different, but I see people walking away saying like, it's not worth the lifestyle we're living. Like, it's like you have more in your account. Actually, I saw this post the other day on Instagram that like hit me, where this person said like, they were making a certain amount of money and then they're like, oh, like I need to afford, you know, a little bit better healthcare. So I need to make more money. So they made more money to afford healthcare. And then it was like the next thing, like, well, now I'm depressed and I need to afford a therapist. And then now this, and it was like, every time we step forward to like earn more money out of that, like fear-based, like scarcity, it was like we added on just as much expense, or this person added on just as much expense every time that they added on more income, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and it was really in a place of like, it was fear and scarcity and like, and lack. And I think sometimes that's our solution, is like when we're coming from that place, instead of realizing like a lot of the time the answer is like within me. Like you and I were just having a conversation about how simple sometimes healing can be. Mm-hmm. Getting out for a walk, like not having an input on 24 hours a day with podcasts and music and TV and social media, right? Like just cutting back can be therapy in itself, cutting back what we've committed to. And I think when we can kind of just like reset our nervous systems, we get in this state of like fight or flight all the time. Mm-hmm. That's what I experienced anyways, is like, you're almost on this like hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Like you can't get off of it. And when you really start diving into that work, for me, it was life-changing of realizing like, where do I want to put my time and energy, and realizing it didn't always have to be the next thing. Sometimes it was less.
Yes, I love that so much. And like, I can relate. I didn't come from a high paying job. I was a teacher, but at the same time, I was like, it was not worth it. Yeah, I got summers off, but like the 10 months that we were in school, I had panic attacks. I, you know, had health decline. Like, it just, you know, we've got to have an equal exchange here, people. So,
well, not just that, but like, oftentimes, I think like teachers are underpaid. And then you're also in an atmosphere where like everybody's in that mentality of like, we're underpaid. Not that I think there's lots of opportunities out there. Like there's some teachers who are killing it with side gigs, like, right. That they're not having to, like, they come up with great ideas, but it doesn't have to be that way, but it is sometimes. Yeah. And like, how do you heal yourself when you're in that environment constantly?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really hard. Had to get out. Thank you. This is so good. So tell us a little bit about like, what were those fears that you had when you decided, okay, I'm going to step away and I'm going to do this. You kind of already had your own business, but did it feel like a big shift going from CPA to what you're doing now?
Yeah, it actually, in some aspects, it felt like, oh, I've got this, like there's no problem. And then in other ways, it felt like monumental. Because I built a business mostly offline. I built it based on relationships. Mm-hmm. I didn't go out and like, now you hear online all this talk about like personal branding. Like I didn't even know what a personal brand was beyond like, this is who I show up as. This is my reputation. I had a very good reputation. Mm-hmm. But then we didn't move when I moved or when I sold the business. And like, I have a non-compete, so I can't, you know, all these relationships that I have are no longer financially, I guess, like as feasible for me to like mm-hmm. work with those people. Because I'm not necessarily bringing them referrals. Maybe they don't need what I do now. So I think there was a lot where it, like, it just brought up new layers of things that I thought I had dealt with, of like, you know, contribution to me, being able to help people is like such a foundation and like core to who I am. Yeah. So when I wasn't, when I started from zero mm-hmm. all over again, like not having those people that you're like helping right away, was like, it started casting the doubt in my mind of like, can I do this? Like, mm-hmm. maybe it was a fluke that people were paying me. Like, you still had to deal with the fears all over again. And I think that's why it's so incredible, because I don't think like you just deal with your money mindset and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden it's better. I think it's like mm-hmm. something that you continue to practice. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you're going to feel sad. Like one day you're going to feel sad, and then something's going to happen. You're not going to feel sad again, but like at some point it's going to happen all over again. Right. Yeah. And I think with money, like you're going to feel the fear, but what we're wanting to build up, I think, is like the ability to deal with it faster, mm-hmm. easier. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that. Yes. Like just yeah. getting better at dealing with those things, those triggers that come up and are like, oh, I feel that. Now let's work through it. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think like for me, that showed up as a lot of like imposter syndrome mm-hmm. and like self-doubt and like, can I do it? And then even that is like, you know, that negative spiral is really not good to helping you get out the other side, because then you're not doing the work.
Yeah.
And when you are showing up, you're not showing up as your best self. So like, you know, it kind of is that downward circle that you had to like stop and use those tools that you provide of like working with your breath, going for a walk, like changing your mind.
Changing your mind. I love it. Yes. Yeah. So, tell me how that has kind of translated into the business and profit coaching you do now.
Yeah. So one of the things that I noticed is that like the accountant's office is sort of like a therapist's office. Everybody, we know your financials, so we know your actual money situation. And because of that, people are like, well, they know enough now. Like, I might as well just tell them everything. And they would tell us like how overworked they were or how unhappy they were with business. And so I got to see these patterns of like, this is really what works and this is what doesn't. And I really believe in small businesses. I watch people invest like, oh my gosh, they would save for like 10 years to open a business and they'd be making decisions. And I would be able to see based on like strategy and knowing what it takes to implement and like just my skill set, I'm like, ooh, this is a good investment, or maybe it's not, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so knowing all this, like, okay, this is what works, this is what doesn't, here's what people need to pay attention to. I eventually sold my accounting firm because I was like out of love with taxes, but I really wanted to help people with this. I'm like, you guys invest in our communities. Like, you spend all your time working to save for this. Like, this can't be for nothing. And I think we can be successful. If you knew what I knew, mm-hmm. you could be more successful. And so that's what I do, is to share that with people. Now, sometimes that is like working with people, because when we start bringing the strategy, if you haven't dealt with some of your money mindset and you're not able to mm-hmm. look at your like patterns in spending and like how you interact and how you even make decisions based on your frame of mind, it can become really hard for you to follow through on the strategy that we're talking about. I see a lot of people putting their heads in the sand until it just becomes unbearable and they're like, okay, well, like I have to look at it now, so like let's just get it over with. But the biggest like thing is that there's always a sense of relief of when they looked at it. It's like finally opening the closet on, mm-hmm. you know, the scary monster and realizing it's just this tiny little mouse, like, okay. And it's like a solvable problem. And the impacting result is like, just watching people run these businesses that are like, the only way I can explain it is like a flow state. It's like they're happy to come to, they freely get to leave at the end of the day. It's not a panic. Like they're not checking their phones incessantly. It's just like, it is fun. You know, if you have a team, the team's helping out. And everybody's just working in tandem to like serve people really well. Not saying that there's no problems that come up, but they feel very manageable, right? Where I notice like when people, for example, are like scared of money, then a client emails them to say like, hey, can you do this? And they start reacting in ways where a very dysregulated nervous system. Like, what do you mean? Like, am I not doing good? Like, why are you yelling at me? Or like, nobody was, it's an email. Nobody reactive. Was yelling. So like from a, you know, a strategy standpoint, I find like often people are like willing to look at the strategy. And then when the strategy isn't working, then I get to call them out on like, hey, I noticed this pattern. Like maybe this is something you should work on. And I love then that like yourself and people in your profession give tools to like do that kind of healing work.
I love it so much. And you also have another business, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that's actually really funny because it actually has a lot to do still with like the nervous system, and it's really focused around mindfulness. But when I started digging into mindfulness and the nervous system and like how we show up, because I was a business owner and I wanted to show up better in my business, I realized the impact that that kind of work has on your family. And it was just like incredible. And so now I purchased a company that already existed. It's called Love Powered Co. We have affirmation cards, and like we're expanding all our product offerings for like women and children and families. But it's just incredible when we come back to the simple basics, how much more joy there is in life. And watching my little girls and how they notice, like, because we talk about gratitude so often, how they notice things. And even like something so simple as like rephrasing. The other day I was asking my little girls to like set a goal for like their school day. And one of them said like, I want to fight with my friends less. And I'm like, well, if we're focusing on that, then we're almost like waiting all day to have an argument with a friend. And like, we're not going to get along with people 100% of every day. Like we all have differences, but it's how we approach it. So like it opened up the conversation to talk to her about that and then be like, hey, like when you start feeling your body get tight, maybe it's time to go for a walk before you talk to your friend. And like even reframing the conversation of like, I'm really looking forward to getting along with my friends today. Like now we've primed our mind to think of it that way. Like I'm going to get along instead of like waiting for the fight. We do a lot of work like that through Love Power Co. And I just, for me, it's like such a legacy thing to like get my children involved in a business. Because I love running businesses and I love the impact small businesses have, but also like do the work at the same time.
I love that. And that you like talk, like your daughter, you're like, you feel your body getting tight, which is that like nervous system, like you're feeling it in your body. You know, this is going to happen, but like also reframing into the positive, like instead of less fights, let's, we're going to get along. Yes, I think I saw your story. Might have been a few weeks ago where you all were using them. I can't remember where you were, but I was like, that is so cool. I wish I could remember now.
Yeah, the cards are really cute. And I just think like there's so many opportunities. And the cards, it's like, it's not about the cards, but it's about the practice that you do as a family. And like, yeah, okay, like we could probably all come up with affirmations like if that's what you were told to do, but like we, a lot of the time we need a like visual cue and we need to create a habit, and that's what that does for us, is like it helps us make that a part of our days.
I love it. I think you are a genius.
Oh, thank
let
you.
It be known. But yeah, okay, amazing. So is there anything else that you feel like you want to let people know about, you know, whether it's money mindset, reframing, taking a big leap? What's a piece of wisdom you want to leave us with today?
Oh my gosh, like on the nervous system side, there's just like so much. I mean, I've been unpacking it for like a couple years of learning more about myself and like processing anger when maybe I wasn't like felt comfortable in the past. So like I think that work is so important. But when it comes to money, there was this saying that hit me a number of years ago that when I get into like more of a scarcity mindset, like on my good days, I'm like, when people good people have money, like we do good things. And it's like you hear Chris Harder in your head, and it's like, okay, it's all good. But there's gonna be days where it's feeling a little tighter, like all I for whatever reason, all your bills come out on one day and you don't get paid till the next. Like it's gonna feel tight. So this story was like, or the saying was that like you'll never like starve yourself enough to feed the poor. Like you cannot like do without and sacrifice enough to give money to everybody in the world. So instead, like approaching it in a different way of like, yeah, noticing the abundance, first of all, so that you can feel safe. And then not being scared to have money because like you have to trust in yourself that you're a good person and you're going to do good things with it, even if you waste it on clothes. Like, you know, some people are like, oh, I wasted money on shoes or I wasted money on clothes. It's like, well, that's not a waste. Like, you still employed people. There was a sales clerk who sold them to you. There's a landlord who rented the building that they were sold from. Like, that money went back into the economy. And maybe it's not hitting like your specific goals, but it still went back to people. It's not like it got buried in the ground forever, right? So, like, we can take maybe some of that fear away from it and then just be like, oh, well, that wasn't how I maybe intended to use it. So next time I have the opportunity to do something different.
I love that. I love that so much. Yeah, because like the money is going to someone, right? It's not buried
Yeah. Or
in the
many people.
backyard. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And you might feel better about yourself when you get the new shoes.
Amen.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us today. I can't wait to put this out.
Thank you so much.
And there you have it, my friends. I will link Stacy's Instagram and her any other links she gives me in the show notes so you can go check her out and see all that she's got going on. All right. Thank you so much for listening. If you love today's episode or any of the episodes, it would be so wonderful if you would give us a rate, review, and subscribe. We'll see you next time. Bye.